offended, uncomfortable by a belief system challenge. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Matthew 24:9. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Matthew 24:10. There is an error in thinking that tradition equates with truth. There is an error in thinking that the same standards apply to all situations. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which was planted. A time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. Ecclesiastes 3:1-3. Satan would have us to give place to him by being nice, tolerant, and accommodating to his servants. The situation we find ourselves in at this point in history is unique. I have heard this time referred to as the post-Christian era. What does that mean? It means that man has heard the gospel and has determined it is garbage. Paul very clearly prophesied about this time and the Antichrist spirit that would dominate it. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Romans 1:28. What is a reprobate mind? It is a mind that man closed toward God, and God locked it from the outside, never to be opened again. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. John 6:44. Of how much sore punishment, suppose you, shall he be thought worthy who has trodden under foot the Son of God, and has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and has done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Hebrews 10:29. When God does not draw a person to Christ, that person is doomed. What causes God to not draw? When a person has heard the word and despised it. Jesus told the disciples to shake the dust off that place from their feet as a testimony against them. When a person or a people despise the Spirit of grace, God pulls back and does not draw them. This is what happened to Israel as a result of them rejecting Messiah. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Jude 1:6. God is not a respecter of persons. America is in deep trouble. American Christianity is in deep trouble. It is lukewarm. It is compromising. It is fearful and unbelieving. It has a form of godliness, but denies the power of God. It has left its first love. It has fallen into Baal worship, comfort, convenience, and sensuality. Jesus speaks very clearly to us today. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against you because you have left your first love, Revelation 2:4. What is their first love? It is not the idea of Christ they have left. It is revelation knowledge from the Word by the Spirit. That is what brought them to Him in the first place. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, and repent, and do thy first works, or else I will come unto you quickly, and will remove your candlestick out of his place, except you repent. Revelation 2:5. Our candlestick is not our light. It is our influence, our position to hold up the light. Has our candlestick already been removed? Well, back to many be offended. When a Christian such as myself speaks against the status quo, he runs the risk of offending those who are comfortable. When accusations are filed from the Scriptures toward a comfortable Christian, will they be offended? When fear and unbelief in the Christian community are rebuked by ministers, will the hearers be offended? Yes, some Christians will be offended by what other Christians say because they come from a different set of base principles. Those who are comfortable Christians are described here. Because you say, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and know not that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Revelation 3:17. When I say that they need to repent of their complacency, will they be offended? Now let's go back and look at Matthew 24:10 again. It says, those that are offended will betray those who offend them. What does that betrayal look like? It is exemplified by the master Christian, one who is fearful and unbelieving, turning the masochist Christian, one who walks by faith, over to the magistrate.